your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, welcome to another episode of Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the Thursday edition. I'm your host, Adam Danker of Locked On Lightning, and always by my side through this Wednesday night recording journey is Locked On Avalanche host, Chris Masilli. Chris, how's everything going, buddy?
If I sing or hum the Office theme song, do we still have to pay a royalty?
I don't think so, since, you know, people don't. Now, a little background that when Chris and I were kind of, we were brainstorming before the show and really coming up with things to talk about and all that, I took the liberty of, instead of really contributing to the brainstorming session, I just decided to change the filter constantly on my Zoom background instead. I felt that was more productive use of time towards the show. And I think we're eventually going to start putting out videos, because I think
with our new acquisition, I think videos are in the future.
Absolutely.
And honestly, man, like, that is a background that is so simple, and I would never think to use it as Zoom background. It's perfect. It is absolutely perfect.
I used it when I did an interview for Locked On Lightning with ESPN's Greg Wyshynski, you know, obviously one of the top names in hockey journalism right now. And he just rolled with it. He said nothing. He was like, okay, you know, that's cool. Let's do this. It was great. Made my day. So
did you do the Jim smiles as you were recording?
Oh, when he was talking, I was just doing the Jim grin, just leaning back in my chair. And it was great. And Greg did not miss a beat at all. So on today's show, we are currently recording this on Wednesday night. So there are things going on. McDavid actually, just moments ago before we hit the record button, did hit his 500th career point. We'll talk about the significance of that. Matthews is just hit his second goal of the night.
He got another one. Did you get two or one?
I thought he got two.
Let me see. I'll look it up.
We'll look it up. But in the meantime, we got mailbag as always, and then we'll end it up with our Bet Online betting segment. We'll be discussing, is the possibility of playing a full season still in the cards? For those of you who maybe put a prop bet on that, you might be in trouble regardless of what Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly said. So let's just jump right into it, Chris. So Connor McDavid, we spoke about before the show, tied for the eighth fastest player to get to 500 career points, tied obviously on the nose with Sidney Crosby. I had no idea that he was already up to 500 points. It just seems like yesterday, and maybe that's just me, but it seems like yesterday he was this hot, you know, young rookie in the league that everybody was talking about, and already they were making the Matthews McDavid comparisons back then already. But I mean, 500 points, and now, does that make you feel old that he's at this point? Because it certainly makes me feel old.
Well, the fact that in a week and 2 days I'm turning 40 makes me feel old, right? And then now that you add on all of this scoring by, you know, they call him Connor McJesus for a reason. So it's when someone comes into to any league now with as much like fanfare as these number one picks do, and then you have like the upper echelon number one picks who are supposed to save a franchise and in some ways save a league, and live up to that billing, it's absolutely impressive what he has done. So am I surprised? No, because we've seen him do this season after season, game after game. And we're talking about, you know, Ovechkin, and where is he going to finish up, and is he going to catch some of these records we thought were unbreakable? and McDavid might be right behind that. You know, Ovechkin might sniff some of these records. And you would think in any other generation that nobody's going to catch these, but there's a guy up in Canada who, you know, in another decade or so could catch them. And that's incredible to me.
Yeah. And the thing that really I admire about Connor McDavid doing all of this is that not only he had these expectations that he had to live up to, but the fact that he's doing it in Edmonton of all places, where the great one became the great one, and the fact that he didn't let the pressure get to him. Now, I'm sure there is some pressure, but I mean, it seems like him and Wayne have a, and when I say Wayne, you know, it's not like Wayne Gretzky and I are pals, but but him and Gretzky, it seems like they have a good relationship. And I think that's probably might be sort of a contribution to it, that he's not looking at him as maybe this ghost that he's chasing after or living up to in the shadow of. It's just Wayne Gretzky, who works in the management for the team that I play for. So I think that helps. And to have that guidance and that daily leadership around you, I think really helps him. And as well to have Leon Draisaitl play with you, I think that kind of helps as well.
It helps.
And I was wrong about Matthews. I thought he had, I thought he scored that last goal, but it was Alex Kerfoot. So scratch off with that. But yeah, McDavid, when we're talking about the names now, and this is the question and we were talking about it before, that I saw somewhere that this question was posed, is Connor McDavid in the GOAT conversation for hockey just based off his physical accolades? But maybe to kind of add some number context to that, when you look at the players that are in front of him that scored their 500th career point in front of him, you got Brian Trottier, you got Jari Kurri, Eric Lindros, Mike Bossy, who, if he played a full career, who knows what his numbers would have looked like. Peter Stastny, Mario Lemieux, and big shocker here, Wayne Gretzky at the top. So it is – now, that is maybe the question we could kind of move on to, is where do you rank McDavid right now? Obviously, in the league, he's top five, but, you know, where would you put him in terms of your, I guess, NHL upper echelon?
Of all time?
All time. Now, I know there's the book. Now, there is still a lot to be done in the career of Connor McDavid. He hasn't even sniffed 400 games yet in his career. So, I mean, there still is a lot to be played, but what is the ceiling for him numbers wise, I guess, is the better question.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, like he's going to be in the Ovechkin world, you would have to think. Can he catch like Gretzky and stuff like that? I mean, that's a tall order. You have to, you know, the way the game is played, and I am not wishing this on him at all. There's probably going to be a season where he gets injured just because of the way he plays, and if that happens, that'll hamper it. He'll still be up when all is said and done. He will be up there. With overall stats, overall points, he will be up there. And you know, because Gretzky, you would think, is near untouchable. Does the conversation still exist of people who could be considered the greatest of all time? It's tough. It's tough to unseat Wayne Gretzky, in my opinion. It's so tough to do that, but you have to take into account the way that the game is played right now. Yeah. So I think, you know, if he's able to do that, get Ovechkin like numbers and maybe surpass him, you got to have that talk. I mean, you got to have that talk and maybe say the asterisk, or if you want to use that terminology, put Gretzky as the greatest of all time. McDavid, the way that the game is played, maybe you bump him up there. I don't know. That's going to be a fun conversation to have for the rest of his career.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I think some people don't take into consideration when they're having the greatest of all time or the Mount Everest of hockey talk is
That's a good question.
Player has played in a different era, and we see this conversation more so really had in when we're talking about who's the best in the NBA, most notably MJ or LeBron. But I think the same argument could be made in this instance. Obviously, the goalies played a certain way when Gretzky was when he first started out. And you saw that towards the end of his career as the goalie style changed. Obviously, he was older, and he had he had some injuries here and there. But, you know, the goalies were playing differently, and you could see it in his numbers when that sort of changed everything. And you could make the same argument for almost every other player in terms of how the game changed.
Right.
But I think in terms of just where statistically he's going to finish, just because he's so dynamic, and I just with everything with conditioning today, guys are playing longer, guys are being more effective into their careers. I mean, look at Jaromír Jágr. He just turned 49. Granted, he's not playing in the NHL, but he's still playing professional hockey.
Playing.
Exactly. Yep. So I could see, honestly, McDavid, if he stays healthy, if he continues to produce the way he is, especially if he has the right weapons around him, I could see him at least now. And I know this is big expectations, but I could see him at least passing Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe, in points all time. Now, goals he's not going to come out and score 45 plus goals a year. That's more Ovechkin. He plays more along the side of Crosby style of play, well, with speed. So, yeah, I think really his bread and butter on his Hall of Fame resume is really going to be the points. And so I think, you know, and to be in the same conversation as Sidney Crosby, regardless of who you are, is a pretty good accomplishment within itself.
Yeah, you're good. He's going to be in the conversation. Let's not kid ourselves. When it's all over with, he's going to be in the conversation.
Well, I think the one thing that he needs to do to really bring it all home, he needs to win a cup in Edmonton. I think that's what's going
to
be.
Good point. He needs to win a cup, period. But yeah, if it's done in Edmonton, that's I think, a bonus. Yep.
All right. So why don't we just jump into mailbags? We got a bunch this week.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right.
So where do we start? We got a lot. All right. So I'm having trouble right now looking for mine. So why don't you start off?
Jared asks, who's been the biggest surprise of the season so far? So I'm going to take that as in a team aspect. And I think the teams that are above Tampa Bay right now.
I am 100% inclined to agree with you.
Who saw that? Come on.
I'm at a loss for words. I mean, yes, I follow the Tampa Bay Lightning. Obviously, it's my job here at Locked On to follow the Lightning on a daily basis, which I do. But you look at the standings, and I spoke up, and I really have to chalk this up, and I kind of feel in a way it's his fault that this has happened. But I recently had Tampa Bay Lightning play-by-play announcer Dave Randor from Fox Sports Sun on the show, and he called this 100% a week ago. He said going into the series against Florida, do not sleep on the Panthers. They are
really
a lot better of a team than people give them credit for. Plus, remember, this is year two in Joel Quenneville, and a lot of people don't realize how much weight that holds, having a guy like that behind your bench, especially with a young team, especially with a guy like Alexander Barkov as your captain, who is I totally forgot how electric he is on the ice, and I think if he played anywhere else but Florida, you would be hearing a lot more about Barkov on the day-to-day news of hockey. But I mean, not even discussing Florida, which I mean, if you want to hear more about them, obviously go to Locked On Panthers, and I've ranted about them a lot just because I've been so impressed. They're standing atop at the division at 10-2-2, but the Chicago Blackhawks in second place, let's talk about this, a team who I think was the running joke of the league probably the first 2 weeks of the season, just getting dumped on by every team that they played against, and really a lot of people, including yours truly, wrote them out even before the game started, they had really the goalie situation was in disarray coming into the season. You had just the franchise really just clashing with their stars and their franchise cornerstones in the past over the offseason. And it's just, you know, Jonathan Toews, your captain, is out for the season for who, I mean, at this point, I think we could chalk it up to maybe he's probably gonna be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I would think so.
And just for them to, yes, they have played 4 more games than Tampa and Florida, but still to be sitting at 9-5-4, is very impressive to me. But it's one of those things where I think maybe the second time around is going to be the real test for this team when they play everybody multiple times over. Who do you think, who else, I mean, outside of the central, unless you're, you know, we're sticking there, who has been your big surprises in terms of teams?
Outside of those two, and maybe this is kind of like in the other way around, I did not think Boston was going to be as good as they are. I didn't. And for them to be right now, they're 10-2-2. And we were always saying the East is the best division in these divisions that they created.
Yeah.
That's probably still true, I would think. You know, Buffalo's struggling. The Rangers are struggling. New Jersey's holding their head above water right now. Pittsburgh's kind of hovering, and then you have the top four in Boston and even the Islanders. I thought the Islanders were going to drop a little bit with all the cap hell that they had.
Yeah.
And kind of having to restructure some things. I didn't think they were going to be, I mean, right now they're in second, but I didn't see Boston doing this. I thought Boston was aging. I thought they didn't have a good offseason in terms of free agent signings. And losing, obviously, players with Krug and who's their big giant that they got there that went to Washington, Chara, with Chara leaving, even though, you know, he's in his 40s, it's, you know, a role player. I didn't see it happening. And they've proven me wrong, like Boston teams always do.
Yeah, and Boston is definitely getting their money's worth out of this group of players right now, especially with the injuries that they had early on the season. And Chris, you know where else you could get your money's worth?
I have an idea.
At betonline.ag, the exclusive betting partner of the Locked On Podcast Network. And if you haven't heard of betonline.ag, well, I'm going to tell you right now. So BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and most importantly, the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. I don't know who you bet money on for The Bachelor this year, Chris, but I think we said it was either someone named Evan or Connor on the last show.
I think it was Connor.
Yeah. So what's the best thing about betonline.ag, Chris? Well, I'll tell you. They got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you could imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your telephone mobile device to sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And when you sign up for that free account and you want to get that bonus, make sure to use that promo code LOCKEDON, remember, for that 50% welcome bonus. All right, so kind of picking up where we left off with our surprises, you know, we spoke about the teams that surprised us the most to begin the season. Now the players. I think one of the biggest surprises, sort of not surprise in a way, I have two, and it's kind of twofold. It's Kirilli Kaprizov from the Minnesota Wild. There was a lot of talk coming into the season, Quentin Byfield and Alexis Lafreniere kind of being the top dogs for the Calder, and Kaprizov says, hold my beer, watch what I could do up there in Minnesota. And then on the other side of that, in terms of surprises with players, Alexis Lafreniere. I'm not saying the lights of Broadway are too bright for this kid. I just expected more from him. And now, you know, I guess, you know, you could make the excuse for him that guy this young, he needs to practice on a daily basis. He didn't really have a training camp and all of that. So, yeah, but I still would have thought, you know, one goal through his first, 11, 12 games, I still would have expected more.
It was a big goal. It was a game-winning goal.
Oh, but absolutely.
Still, yeah, you're right. But let's give them a little bit more time. You know, it is
right.
New York. But yeah, I mean, we were just talking about Connor McDavid and how didn't seem like there was any learning curve for him.
Right.
And kind of, you know, because hasn't been in the league that long. We all remember when he was drafted. Now all these number one picks are going to be expected to do Connor McDavid things. That's just not going to happen. So I think Lafreniere will be fine, but yeah, I thought there'd be a little bit more scoring out of him than he's got right now. So I would agree with that. I want to kind of be a homer here I got to give credit to my man, Philip Grubauer, because you know, you heard over and over again, and I did a lot of crossover shows within the network, and a lot of people saying, you know, I don't think, you know, the Avalanche have a really good team, but their goalie situation is suspect, and you know, I don't think they can do anything with Grubauer. Not saying he's going to win the Vezina, but he is in the discussion for it right now.
Mm-hmm.
He has played out of his mind, and he's had to, because they don't have. Well, obviously they have a backup, but their regular everyday backup in Pavel Francouz is MIA. And I don't think he's coming back this year. We don't know what the injury is. So with the way the season is, when you have games seemingly like every day, he's carried the load. Now that's a lot to ask. You know, we're only 12, 13 games into the season. Can he keep that up? Do the Avalanche have to make a move to bring in a goalie to spell him? Because the guys that they have right now are their minor league guys, unproven guys. So if he can continue the way he's playing, he's in the discussion for it. And I think he deserves all the credit in the world, because that's all you heard was the Avalanche have a shot, but can their goalies hold up? And to this point, Grubauer's answered that call in spades. He's been fantastic.
Now, do you think if they win the presence, do you think that puts him over the top?
If he keeps playing that way, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, he's got to be up there. I mean, and I want to take away from, you know, your regular guys, you know, the Vasilevskis of the world, because those guys are always going to be in it too. So I think that will be a big determinant in if guys vote for him. Yeah. I mean, if he gets them to the point where they are number one overall, how can you deny him that? And he's a big reason why. How can you deny him? Right. Yeah.
All right. So moving on to our next question. This is from Jack Bushman. That name sounds familiar. He is the host, for those who don't know, of Locked On Blackhawks. Jack asks, how many goals does Austin Matthews finish with in this 56 game season?
Sounded like you just said jackass, but
that wasn't a knock to Jack. Jack knows I love him to death. Great guy. But yeah, yes. Austin Matthews already has 14 goals this season.
And how many games? How many have they played so far?
They have played, and I will get that number to you right now. I believe they've played.
They are 12-3-2. So that's 17 games.
Yeah. So I think I'll leave this one to you, and then I'll answer lastly.
So he's got 14 and 17 games. He's currently playing. They're playing right now, which he scored. He still has the one, I believe. So let's just assume he doesn't score another one, and he's got one after 18 games. So 14 after 18 games. I mean, you. Wow. Could anybody hit a 50 goal mark this season? In
56 games.
That's tough. You have to assume that he's going to tail off a little bit at some point. So I don't know. If 50 is not in the discussion, what is? Is 45? Is 40?
Well, I would have to say, I'll throw this to you where we'll arrive at a number easier. Now, okay. If I were to give you the over under for Austin Matthews goals, 39.
Okay.
Are you taking the over or the under? And like you said, yes, he will trail off at some point.
He probably will, but I think the way that they're having like this baseball style of schedule where you're playing the same team over and over again, if you have it on a team, you know, like baseball players, they just hit better against a certain team.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, and I don't follow the Maple Leafs that much, but so I don't know if he has that against like the Canadians. Like, when Austin Matthews is playing against Montreal, does he just go, can you just bet on him to score? I don't know. But if that's the case, if he has it on most of these Canadian teams, I would take the over on that, but just barely. It's very possible he could finish between 40 and 45 if he keeps going this route.
I think you made a great comparison from what the schedule is this year to baseball, how hitters hit a lot better the more times they play against a team in X amount of days. And I think that's what you're seeing this year as a whole in the league with, I mean, how many I've on any given day, when I look at the scores from the previous night, I maybe see 2 to 3 games, depending on how many games have played, where we're have maybe 10 goals total in the game, which is wild, which we don't see that in a normal 82 game season. Granted, they don't play as frequent. And I think that for guys like Ovechkin, guys like Austin Matthews, the big time scorers that go out there and maybe take 5 to 8 shots a night, those guys feast off this kind of stuff and this kind of schedule. And yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. I think that it would still be great. Like, I think we spoke in the preseason that I actually said that I thought Nathan MacKinnon was going to hit 50 goals in 52 games. Yeah, it's not gonna happen. But if he does continue on this video game like pace that he's on right now, I would have to say, yeah, 45 definitely. A couple of hat tricks here and there, we could be talking about 50.
Because you know, you're going up, you have a 4-game series against the same team. You can make adjustments and go back out on the ice against that same exact team. You're not playing one game, going to a different city. And the adjustments you made are meaningless because now you're going up against a completely different team who plays a completely different style.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, if he has an off game, he can turn right around, play that same exact, and he's, you know, he's an all-star. So he's smart enough to know, like, I have to do this differently against this team who I am playing tomorrow.
Right.
And I've just played. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely in the realm of possibility.
Right. And speaking of adjustments, are you thinking about making adjustments to your car? Well, Locked On has the best website for you, and that's rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for the last 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in just a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com. All righty. So we are back answering mailbag questions. How many we have left? I think we only have a few left.
There's a couple left.
And then we're going to quickly segue into our... so I guess we could kind of tie it in with Bet Online, little betting segment. So what do we got next? What's up on the in the mailbag next?
Well, there's a couple about superheroes.
All right,
so let's go. Where's the one that?
And for some of our new listeners, Chris and I are huge comic book / Star Wars / superhero guys, and
yeah,
I think we spent almost half a national show at one point talking about Mandalorian.
That's true, we did.
Yeah.
which I can't get back, especially all the hours I invested in watching that show. I can't get back either. So, Laura at The Active Stick, we know who Laura is well, asks, which NHL player has a secret life as a superhero and what are his powers? I would just go as far as say, like, we can just associate if there was an NHL player who was going to be starring in a Marvel movie, who would he play?
Okay. I'll start first. I will say Zdeno Chara as Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's beautiful. That is beautiful.
And instead of Groot, he says, I am Chara. That's it.
Oh man, I love it. See, I was thinking like Robin Leonard, who is 6'4", 240 pounds, would be like the Thing. Ooh, because he like he's already got all of that gear on. He looks enormous when he wears that gear. Holy crap. He could definitely pass as the Thing.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And I'm prefacing that particular character, who's a part of a particular group, for the next question that we have.
Mm. And one last one that popped into my head, only because I saw him fight and the other night. And plus, I mean, I do love watching him play. Darnell Nurse, little wild card guy whose name you really don't see pop up here. Superhero is not in the movies yet, but I could see Darnell Nurse as Luke Cage. The guy is tough as nails. He knows how to throw hands. I think that would be the perfect casting.
That's a good idea.
All right. So what's our next question that ties in with this?
Well, Nikki, Avs Queen 20 asks, because we've been watching WandaVision.
Yes.
It's the great show on Disney Plus. So she asked the question, do you think we have another massive cameo reveal in WandaVision this week? If you've been watching the show, you know that, Quicksilver came back, but it is the Fox version of
from the X-Men.
From the X-Men. So this is Disney finally crossing after their acquisition of Fox properties. And I think, yes, I a lot of people were like, oh my God, that's like huge. I don't think it stops there.
No.
We've been getting teases of Reed Richards from Fantastic Four throughout this series, and a lot of people are saying, dude, I just picked up on this, like, you're doing the gym. you're doing the gym.
I just realized that as soon as here's the thing, imagine let's say Reed Richards does come, right, and he's in that little base camp that they have. And they just do like a little like gym thing where he just does the look, you know, they're like, oh, you're here.
People are saying he is going to be Reed Richards, but it hasn't come out that he's signed anything with Disney, but people are saying that he's a dead ringer for Reed Richards.
Well, that's been a thing since I think Disney acquired the rights to Fantastic Four. I think, and that kind of happened with Rosario Dawson when people started online saying that she could pass off as Ahsoka Tano.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to see.
The only other cameo I could think it could be is because the father of Wanda and Quicksilver
is Magneto.
Now, it'd be him.
And it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was actually thinking, because and I'm gonna hate myself because I can't think of the group, but Reed Richards in the comics belongs to with Doctor Strange and Iron Man to a certain group of some of the smartest guys in Marvel. And I was thinking they kind of keep that theme that we see with Quicksilver, but it's Quicksilver from X-Men, and they bring in James McAvoy as Charles Xavier.
Ooh,
okay. To kind of do that. That'd be a cool, and then also Michael Fassbender with him as well, to kind of which would be interesting. But yeah, I think when they were putting together this episode that's coming out, or when they do have the big reveal, I think they knew people would eventually figure it out, and I think they're going to go in a totally different direction.
It seems like they always know that. They always throw out there what they want us to guess that we think it is, and then they completely bait and switch, and it's something completely different.
Spoiler alert, it's going to be Luke from Mandalorian. Same exact entrance, just different environment.
Don't cross those over, please. Don't. But I know the last three episodes are all an hour long, so they're not like 30-35 minute episodes. Right. They're all an hour long. So I think they're going to use this as like the vessel to cross everything over. I think this is where they use it all.
So having said that, now, if you had to throw money on this on Bet Online, our exclusive betting partner, who would you think would be the best odds to show up in this, to be the big reveal for the show? Because we did state that Reed Richards is too obvious. Now, because I could see it in your face, you are starting to rethink it. So
I know, but they're just dropping too many hints that it's him. And it might happen, like, because she asked, is it in this next episode? I would think it is in this next episode, because Detective Rambo said, she looked at her phone again and she said, he's an hour away. You know, so, okay. So then the next episode, we know, are hour long episodes. So probably at the very end of this episode, you're going to get a reveal of somebody. My money would be that it's Reed Richards. It would make the most sense.
You know who I thought
of? But there's one other guy that it could be.
Well, if they're tying in with the movies, if they're going to hark back to the movies, I think that what they're going to do, and this just occurred to me when you said that, they're going to bring Hawkeye, because remember they shared that moment in Age of Ultron, and it seems like they were close at the end of Endgame. So maybe they're bringing him in to talk some sense into Wanda about this whole, because it seems like all the team members, plus he has his own show coming out. So it would tie in.
It's true.
Because that's what Mandalorian did with Ahsoka, and now she's got her own show. So.
One other person that some people are throwing out that it could be, in keeping with the X-Men 20th Century Fox X-Men, some people think could be Beast, the Beast.
Ooh.
Because he's a smart guy, obviously.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Well,
could be that.
All right. Well, I might have to do an emergency podcast if it's too big. I don't know whether it's going to be on Locked On Lightning, Locked On Abs, or even maybe Fourth Line Minutes. We'll have to figure that out when the time comes. But
Locked On Disney Plus.
Yeah, Locked On Disney Plus. if the higher ups in Locked On are hearing about this, please give us that show. Not really a crazy week of news for hockey. So, you know, that's how we ended the show. I think, you know, everyone is looking forward to this as well. And obviously, as always, we'll be back next week to discuss all things hockey as, you know, games start to hopefully come back. We had probably, what, like off the top of your head, 12 games canceled this week.
As long as the Lake Tahoe game is going on, I'm fine with that.
And we didn't get a chance to talk about that. but that looks like it's going to be a good game.
I can't wait.
Yeah. So, but in the meantime, go ahead and give us all a follow. Follow Chris's show at LOPN_Avalanche. Give my show a follow at LO_Lightning on Twitter. You could find Locked On Avalanche the same handle on Instagram, if I'm not mistaken.
You can just search Locked On Avalanche.
Okay. And then you can find Locked On Lightning at Locked On_Lightning. So that's been it for today's show. Hope you all have a good week. For those of you in Texas, please stay warm. Do not go sledding down the street.
No, stay safe out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay safe and just weather the storm, I guess. So I'm Adam Danker alongside Chris Massilli. That's been it for today's episode of Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Have a good one, everybody.
See you next week.